Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help. And now, we turn it over to your host, Sarah Dokowitz.
Hello and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation journeys. Regardless of where you are in your digital transformation, whether you're just starting out or in the midst of your journey, this show covers everything you need to know to make your digital transformation successful. My name is Sarah Dokowitz and I'm your host, and thank you so much for joining us today. In today's episode, we are going to discuss an important topic that has the power to make or break your digital transformation: organizational change management. Joining me for today's discussion is Brian Potts, the Chief Client Officer and Managing Partner of Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage is an independent and technology-agnostic digital transformation consulting firm, and Brian has worked with some of the world's leading organizations in their transformation journeys to help them execute on every stage of their ERP implementation, including OCM. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be back.
Always a great time chatting with you. So let's get into this. You and your team have talked about the three pillars that make up a successful digital transformation, from processes, technology, and people. Organizational change management is the people side of a transformation, and many argue that it's the most important element. So how well your team adapts to the new processes and technologies, how little your team resists the change, it all makes the difference in the success of a digital or business transformation. So let's talk about change management as a whole and dig deeper into what makes it so important. So tell us first, what is organizational change management?
So organizational change management is the management of people, basically, and framework for managing people, expectations, adoptions through any form of change. Here we're talking about technology, but it can also be if you've got a merger acquisition event, if you're opening up a new product line, a new division, and people have to change what they're doing. Anytime there's a change, people tend to be resistant initially. So it's a framework for handling that change and making it feasible.
Got it. And at what point in the digital transformation journey should a transformation team begin considering and dialing in on their OCM strategy?
Well, I think everyone knows the answer, but nobody really wants to hear it, and that's as soon as humanly possible. And the reason is because if you look at a technology transformation, as long as that might take, people take longer to change. So the earlier you can get people on board and start moving with the process, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, it's something that we try and put off for the longest time, and then it could potentially like hurt us down the road. So say one of our listeners is halfway through their transformation and is getting ready to go live, but they've been overlooking the importance of pouring into their OCM strategy. What's at stake in this kind of scenario, and how can they pick up the pieces?
Yeah, well, what's at stake is not having people ready for the change. So you go through an implementation, you get software programmed up and running, but then people are not adopting to processes, whether they either don't want to or they can't, they haven't been trained, they haven't been communicated to. It's that you're going to hit a roadblock when you, because we need people to navigate and manage new processes and technology. So it's a common scenario. I mean, don't feel bad if you're in that position, because a lot of companies, it's easy to, what we find most times is companies will early on talk about the importance of change management. We're going to get everybody on board. And then you get into it and you're like, oh my, this is more than I thought. We're, you know, get into the, just focus on the technology, get the thing up and running. And we tend to forget about people. So it's a common scenario. I think the first thing before you start taking action, it's to do an assessment, because when you say there's a problem, you know, when you realize you've overlooked OCM, you're not going to say that unless you've realized some kind of a problem. So start with that. What are the issues that you're noticing? Lack of testing, lack of interest. People are still creating workarounds in the system, whatever the case may be. Start with what you're identifying as the issue to even ask if you've realized that you've overlooked OCM, and then do an assessment to see if that's a single, like a siloed issue, or if it's more broad spread. Because a lot of times change management can be focused on departments or even individuals. Sometimes it's more globally spread. So you need to do an assessment on understanding really where the problems are and what they are before you start trying to fix anything.
Awesome. Yeah, great tips there. And how does executive and stakeholder alignment play into a successful OCM strategy?
Well, it's at the core of it, because if you look at executives and stakeholders, if there's any form of misalignment at the top of an organization, it's going to funnel through and cause issues down the road. So really what we stress when we talk about alignment at the executive level are two things. First off, that alignment across the individuals on that team exists, meaning people agree with each other, they're on the same page. The second is that the goal of and the initiative itself of the implementation is in alignment with the corporate strategy and goals. So there's two, I guess, in a sense, a couple different perspectives of executive alignment, but make sure that first off, this initiative aligns with strategic goals, and then that everybody on the team and in executive positions agree with those goals. So starting with that, you're in a great starting point.
Awesome. Ed, who is really responsible for making sure the team has strong organizational change management and that the greater team adapts well to the new processes and technology in place?
Yeah, that's a big question. I think ultimately the implementing organization is responsible for making sure that change strategy and structures in place. It comes down to every individual, every department, everybody who's involved at the project level needs to have an understanding of it. From an ownership level, it's generally, there's different perspectives on that. It's generally driven from the project management office level and making sure that it's being facilitated and handled, but that streams across the organization from change agents and trainers and whatever the case may be. So I think in summary, the more people involved, the better. And it's got to be driven through call it the program management office, and it's got to be supported. We talked earlier about executive alignment. Is the leadership of the organization needs to understand the importance of it, because a lot of times what we find is it comes to budget constraints and cuts. And if leadership doesn't understand what's going on or the importance of change management, that's an easy thing to cut, because it's more indirectly tied to the system.
Yeah. And it also sounds like the more people are involved as well, the broader the reach and stronger the feeling of inclusion. Would you say that as well?
Exactly. And that's why you want to have, we call it like a peer network, and having change agents and somebody that everybody, in every department, you need somebody you can go to talk about the system, ask questions, share your gripes and concerns. Because if you don't have that, it's going to build up. If there's no outlet, at some point, a bubble's going to burst.
Yeah. So many great points that you've brought up right here. And for now, we're going to take a quick break. So when we come back from the quick break, we're going to discuss the true value of change management and the strategies that you can use in your own digital transformation.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Welcome back to Digital Stratosphere. I'm Sarah Dokovic, speaking with Brian Potts, Chief Client Officer and Managing Partner of Third Stage Consulting. So Brian, let's get back into this, shall we? So whether it's a digital transformation or any other adjustment that your employees will be experiencing throughout their tenure, the way the change is managed is going to make all the difference. So why would you say OCM is so important, regardless the type of change at hand?
Well, I think the first thing we need to understand is that if you look at the dynamics of change and the things that are involved in change, there's a greater term, which is change management without the organizational, and that's the overall structuring of change across an organization. Organizational change puts in the people aspect. And that right there is the difficulty with organizational change management is we're dealing with people. We are far more complex than any machine that you can put into place. We've got our own personal biases and perspectives that we hold very, very dear. And what that builds towards is a lot of times we find just resistance. We find different levels of resistance, whether it's realized or not. We find miscommunication. We find misunderstanding. All these things come into play when asking somebody to change what they have been used to doing for so many years.
Yeah, for sure. And what are some common things that should be expected when it comes to organizational change?
Well, I mean, the common things when you ask anybody about organizational change, the two things that usually come out are communications and training. Those are certainly part of an organizational change plan and very, very critical, but that's only an aspect of it. If you only do those two things, you're missing out. A big overlooked item is alignment. You talked earlier about executive alignment, but you need both top-down and bottom-up alignment. You need the overall organization to agree, understand the direction that you're going and support that. You need the incentives driven for to have people do what you're asking them to do. If you're asking people to work extra hours to get this thing implemented, they need to be perceivably compensated for that, whether it's recognition, whether it's financial based, whether it's explaining that their lives are going to be so much easier in the future, whether it's a resume builder, but make sure that there's an understanding of give and take as you're going through that. And I think that's a big piece of organizational change management in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a question as well about like alleviating employee resistance. So is there anything else that you maybe want to add to that? Because I think you kind of covered it a little bit too just now.
I mean, in terms of alleviating resistance, we go back to earlier on, I said assessment. This is an area where you need, before you just start doing things and telling people this, this, and this, you need to understand where they're coming from. And I think what we need to understand at the very core of organizational change management tactics is when we're asking people to change, at the end of the day, what everybody cares about is what's in it for me. Doesn't matter what level you're at in the organization, even the ownership, frankly, what everyone wants to know is personally, what am I going to get out of this? How difficult is my life going to be? How easy is it going to be? What is my compensation going to change? What does this mean for my job, role, responsibility in life? So if we understand that perspective, identifying and overcoming resistance is actually pretty easy. But we have to take the time to do that through a level of assessments, talking to people, creating communication plans, and following through on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything you just said makes total sense. And what differences does it make if a third party consultant, kind of like third stage, is brought in to help facilitate the change management process rather than a company managing the process in-house?
Yeah, that's a great comment. And there's some strong dynamics here. First off, you can't have a third party do everything for change management. It needs to have an internal level of facilitation. What it cannot have is direction and pure management from within the organization. So you need a third party. When you're taking, for example, an assessment of resistance to change, if that comes through the HR department, I don't care what you say to people, they're not going to answer honestly, in most cases. They're going to be protecting their interest as to they think they're going to be judged. They're going to be, marked out for having a different answer than everybody else. So for that reason, you absolutely need a third party to run those assessments. From a management, it's also, again, going back to human bias, if you look within an organization, there's perspectives of this person and their role. There's a perspective of my position within a company. Those all lead to bias and misinterpretation of what change means. So in that sense, you need a third party to help structure an organizational change plan and to see essentially the forest aside from the trees. And you can't do that when you're in an organization.
Yeah, absolutely. That's such valuable information. And everything that you've said today has just been super, super useful for everybody who's listening as well. So if our listeners want to learn more, what are some resources that you might suggest for them?
Yeah, well, Third Stage website is plopped full of good information. Our YouTube channel, thank you for subscribing. Give a good overview across the ranges of digital transformation and a lot of focus around organizational change management. The other thing we look at some, case studies, talk to peers. And when you're talking about change management, is press on a little bit, ask somebody who's been through a digital transformation, ask what they faced from a perspective of change management and humans' ability to manage change. In almost every case, you'll understand that it was a challenge. They either handled it well or they didn't, but we've never talked to a company that has been through a ERP implementation, digital transformation, that has stated they put too much effort in change management.
Well, thank you, Brian. And we're out of time for this episode, but I wanted to thank you so much for being here and sharing all your knowledge today.
Thank you.
Of course. And
always a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't wait to talk to you next time as well. And I wanted to thank all of you for listening as well. My name again is Sarah Dokovich, and we'll see you next time on our next episode of Digital Stratosphere Podcast.
Contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.